This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tropical storm Florence continues its slow, deadly crawl across the states of North and South Carolina, with at least 8 people reported killed in storm-related incidents. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The flood danger from this storm is more immediate today than when it was than when it made landfall.
That's because Florence has practically parked itself over land. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
We face walls of water at our coast, along our rivers, across farmland.
The areas under threat extend all the way to the mountains of western North Carolina. But back near the coast, Jacksonville resident Art Ferrero is not out of danger yet either.
My yard is completely flooded. You can see where the water is right now. If it actually comes any higher to where we're standing, the water will be inside the house.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in the Philippines say that at least 16 people were killed when Typhoon Mangkhut came ashore early Saturday on the northern tip of Luzon Island. Mangkhut has been downgraded from a super typhoon to a typhoon, but it is still deadly. Many of the victims were killed by landslides or damage to the buildings where they were sheltering. China's foreign minister was scheduled to begin a visit to the Philippines Sunday, but the two countries agreed to postpone the visit because of the storm. Nearly 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas of the Philippines to avoid the storm damage. Storm warnings were issued for most of the provinces and cities on Luzon, including Manila. Mangkhut came ashore early Saturday in the coastal town of Bagao in Cagayan Province, with winds of 270 kilometers per hour that ripped the tin roof sheets off of homes and knocked out power lines. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.